A message worth sharing. Welcome and hello everyone with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, many of us oftentimes take for granted just how important it is in this country to have such dedicated men and women on the farm helping to provide the world's most abundant, the safest, and most affordable food and fiber supply.
It's very important to tell our story about agriculture. Children don't know the difference between wool and cotton. They don't know whether it's a plant or whether it's an animal. And it's essential that we help them understand since we're three generations removed from the family farm.
That's Farmer Roseanne Donnell of Madison County. And she's been taking part in a program this week in Franklin called Conversations on Animal Care. It's part of the American Farm Bureau's Ag Challenges Initiative. It's a program designed to help farmers to better share their story with the general public.
I'm really excited. I've been thinking I'd like to go to civic groups. I'd like to help them understand that we depend on food and fiber three times a day or all day long. And if we don't tell the story, then we're going to get a different story, and it's not going to be the story that represents what farmers are doing to take care of our people.
You know, many times we only hear about isolated incidents on the farm from the news media where animals have been mistreated. But we don't hear enough of the positive stories about how our farmers are raising their animals the right way and taking care of the environment. Jacob Sparkman has participated in the Ag Challenges training this week. He's a dairy and poultry producer in White County.
I think it's very important that people that are not aware of production agriculture understand what we do on a daily basis, and without sustainable production agriculture, they won't be able to live the way they do today. And that's very important for us to promote a positive image in the sense that we care for animals just as though they care for their children.
And you can find out much more about how farmers are taking care of their livestock at conversationsoncare.com. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.